The blessing of Almighty God be with us today. His protection, His blessing, His sweet presence. I came into prayer today and I said, "Here I am, Lord." And He said, "I am eternally here, eternally merciful, eternally ready to speak to you, my children, to my bride, and to those even that hate me. Their hatred is for no reason at all. It is based on lies and misunderstanding, alienation and distancing through the world's values that promise happiness but never deliver. They promise a place in hell of high esteem, power, and glory, but in hell there is no esteem, only hatred, no power, only the inability to escape from being tortured, subservience, and disgrace. There's no glory in hell, my children. There's only disgrace and deprivation. There is no kingdom to rule in hell. These are all empty promises. There's only unending disgrace and pain, burning pain, worm-eaten pain, broken bones that grow back only to be broken again and again for all eternity. It's not too late for you. Come to me, and not only will I save you from this eternal punishment, I will protect you from your peers and the very demons that you have consorted with to carry out your evil schemes. Do you understand? The powers you have observed do not testify to truth. They are powers, all right, but not eternal powers. No, their powers will end as they are immersed in the lake of fire. There's nothing glorious about watching your skin burn and turn black, peel away in the fires, only to grow back again and burn again, and back again and again. You believe in these demons because you've seen their power, but you have also seen their limitations. Things they said they could do, it never happened. Don't be fooled by this false sense of security and empty promises that you too will rule and reign. When you die, you will be dragged down into the pit of hell, assigned tormenting demons with fire, sword, and bludgeon, locked away in a cell, totally isolated from those you were promised you would rule. They will rip chunks of flesh from your body with their teeth and laugh at your excruciating pain. Your body will thirst, but no drink will be given you. Your lungs will gasp, but no air will be given you. Only the stench of rotting flesh will keep you alive for your next round of tortures. Does this sound gross to you? Indeed, it is gross, but there will be no pain like the pain of having been deceived and confined in this place for eternity, while those Christians you hated will be fed on milk and honey, living in mansions with all they ever hoped or dreamt of having. Do you understand? You're dreadfully deceived. Yet there is time to turn around while you yet live. Come to me, and all will be forgiven. A new life will be yours, and I will protect you from your adversaries, because now you are mine." And at that point, he said, "Oh, Lord, this is all too gross." And he said, "It needed to be said, Claire. There are those listening in that have bought into this lie, and I am trying to reach them before it is too late. They have not experienced love. They have not experienced peace. They are perpetually frightened of who has more power and who can still do damage to them. And way in the back of their minds is the thought, what if God is real and sees all I do? Well, I can answer that for you. I am real and I have seen, but I suffered the worst torments on the cross to redeem you from this madness you're living in. Some of you have been promised money and fame. Some of you have acquired money and fame, but you are miserable inside. Why is that? Because money, fame, women, none of these things meet your need to be loved and your need to know me. I created that space inside of you that has been covered over with the rubble of sin. I created that space so I could fill it someday with my love, my caring, my gifts, and my guidance. You've not experienced love, so you have no idea how that satisfies that secret place in you. Well, I'm here to tell you, there is a place in my heart for you. You are a masterpiece of my creation, living in a sewer. And I'm coming to get you and restore to you your dignity and the love you crave. You needn't live this way anymore. Come to me and I will bathe you in my blood and make your blackened soul white as pure snow. Come to me. Don't be afraid. I will cover you. Come to me. And I want to add something to this message. You can look up near-death experiences on the internet, and you can listen to the live testimonies of people who have gone to hell and come back, and what their experience was like. There is plenty of evidence, factual evidence, of the difference between hell and heaven. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. But especially someone like John Ramirez, his testimony, he was an ex-Satan worshiper and was assigning the principalities over New York. He was so high up in the hierarchy of Satanism. And he was converted. Every night, Satan appeared to him and instructed him. So you might want to listen to his testimony and not take my word for anything. And what you don't realize is that some of you were created by God to be prophets and healers. But because of the way you were brought up, you were twisted and sought life in the dark things. You were deceived about the true nature of God, even by people in church who were hypocritical. But God is no hypocrite. Men can be hypocritical, but God is not. If you want to know what he's really like, get to know him. The bottom line is the Lord loves you, and you don't know what love is. But if you come to him, you'll find out.